You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Governor Snyder released his plan yesterday to improve safety in the schools in Michigan following the Parkland, Florida school shooting. His $20 million plan calls for boosting security at hundreds of schools, setting up a task force to come up with more ways to improve school security, more training for school administrators and school resource officers, and expanding the OK to Say tip line. The governor says he intentionally stayed away from guns.
There's a whole other series of issues that involve guns in some fashion that tend to have great controversy that are very polarizing. And as you know, sometimes if you put them all out at the same time, nothing may happen and the good things may get left behind.
Emily Durbin is with us now. She's volunteer chapter leader of the Michigan chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. And she's also a psychology professor at Michigan State University. Emily Durbin, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
What are your initial thoughts about the governor's plan, Emily?
Well, we're glad to see that he's taking this issue on. We all agree that we should be taking immediate action to keep our kids safe from gun violence. Unfortunately, the plan the governor proposed falls far short of meaningful solutions to really protect our kids from gun violence. And it's disappointing to see that actions that he has discussed considering, like red flag bills, did not find their way into a plan that is about addressing gun violence, did not find their way into a plan that is specifically in response to the tragedy in Parkland.
Well, to the governor's point, whenever that word gun comes up, emotions immediately kick into overdrive and things don't move past that point. Does the governor perhaps not have a point about getting something started that most people could agree on and then moving on from there?
I think that the governor, like many people who have been involved politically in this issue, but perhaps not been as involved in listening to gun violence survivors and seeing the movement in terms of gun violence prevention, overestimates the extent to which this is actually a polarizing issue. If you look at polling in Michigan and across the United States, the vast majority of Americans across political spectra agree on a number of common sense gun safety measures that we don't have that we really need. And I think the issue is more the way that people choose to talk about this issue than the fact of whether one uses the word guns or not. That plan is in response to gun violence, and it does not include the word guns anywhere. And I think we have to wonder, how can we count on our lawmakers and our leaders to solve a problem when they won't even name it? We want them to have the courage to say, I know this can be a challenging issue for some, and to work to find that common ground that we all agree on wanting our children to be safe. Many of us recognize that we can respect the Second Amendment and still ensure that we have appropriate public safety protections in place to make sure that guns don't find their way into the hands of persons who have ill intent. And we would like to see him consider red flag bills, consider taking executive action, using executive authority to work towards strengthening up the system that keeps our kids safe.
And just to get everybody on the same page, red flag legislation would basically let authorities seize the guns of people who pose a threat to themselves or others. And the governor has said he thinks it's worth exploring that kind of legislation, red flag bills, and also exploring restricting access to assault weapons. With that out there, how do you see your group working with him to realize those ideas?
Yeah, we would really like to continue that conversation with him and with other lawmakers to get them to understand the specifics of how these policies actually work. They empower close family members and law enforcement to take the steps you actually need to prevent a tragedy from happening. Red flag bills emerge from an empirical literature that shows that among mass shooters, north of 40% of those exhibited dangerous signs beforehand, and they enable you to prohibit someone from possessing or acquiring additional weapons if law enforcement or close family member can convince a judge with appropriate evidence that that person is an imminent risk. And not only do they prevent, are part of what we need to help prevent mass shootings, they also help to prevent gun suicides, which are a serious problem, especially here in Michigan.
I'm curious about your views on the OK to Say tip line that's been set up in Michigan. Do you feel it's valuable and do enough kids know about it?
I can't speak to the access and to the extent to which kids are aware of it. We've definitely seen an enormous increase in threats to schools post-Parkland here in Michigan. Michigan is one of the states that had one of the largest increases in threats to schools. So it's good that kids have a system whereby when they have information that suggests a peer is at risk, they can communicate that in a way that's effective to law enforcement and to other authorities. I think it's misguided to put all of our eggs into an okay to say basket. That's for students only. It doesn't keep our kids safe from others who are not peers or students who may be at imminent risk. One element you often see in reports to okay to say is kids reporting that they've seen images of their peers holding guns or talking about guns or desire to shoot. And so we want any plan that's talking about those kinds of reports that our kids are making to be addressing. How are these kids getting access to weapons? Many school shooters who are youth obtain their weapons at home because they are unsecured. And we would love for the governor to be working with lawmakers to put into place systems and policies that help healthcare providers talk to their patients about gun safety, that help encourage responsible gun ownership so that adults are keeping those guns locked and secured so that kids who are at risk don't have access to those.
Finally, Emily, how do you see a bridge across the divide between those like your group and those who see any attempt towards gun control as an attack on their Second Amendment rights?
Yeah, I think the first element of that is recognizing that we all want our kids to be safe and to be healthy and to be happy. We all experience fear of the unknown and fear of what can happen to our families and to our communities. We need to come together and to have faith and trust in one another that we can enact plans that keep us all safe and are reasonable expectations that responsible gun owners agree with. We want to start from that place. Sometimes people say the word gun control. We're not concerned about the weapon so much as who has access to them and where they can take them. And I think if we start from that position, that we're not trying to take anything away. We're trying to provide a system that gives the public a sense of security, that there is appropriate protections in place so that we know that when persons are carrying or have access to weapons, that there's been some vetting.
Emily Durbin heads up the Michigan chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Emily, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.